Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Spiritual Readings New Jersey with your host, Jessica Sisko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. For those of you who are new, I'm Jessica Sisko. I'm a psychic medium. I can be found at www.spiritualreadingsnj.com. And today we're going to take some calls. So let's have the first caller.
Okay, Jessica, you have four callers in your queue. The first call is 509.
Hello?
509.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good as well.
How can I help you today?
I was just hoping to connect with one of my aunties that passed away, if it's possible.
Okay. Let's see what we can... What's your name?
Erica.
Okay. Do you have a woman here who is... I would say around 50-ish. Late 50s, early 60s. Would you be able to understand someone like that?
No.
Okay. I'll ask for more then. I feel like she's actually coming through as early to late middle age. I'm not getting a clear age on that. She's someone who would have been a little bit sensitive about that. Would you understand someone like that?
Yes.
Because when I'm asking for her age, she's kind of like laughing and saying, none of your business. So,
she would. Oh, my God, I wouldn't say that.
And I do feel that she was the kind of woman who would have had her hair in place, everything was, she had to look good. Because I asked her about her passing and she said, you messed up my hair. Like she wasn't happy with the way she looked before she passed, so I don't know if she passed from an illness that made her look different than she wanted to appear.
Mm-hmm.
And she's shown me a specific ring. I'm not it has stones set like all around the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's something she has.
On her finger?
And on her finger or in her possession.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And she's just coming through with a lot of laughter. And it's like she didn't take things too seriously. Would you understand that?
Yeah, she would make us laugh a lot, but she was also very feisty. Like, you don't want to mess with her because she's the one that takes action. Like, if you raise her bill, if you double her bill, she'll call you and be like, or the company, and be like, hey, what's going on? Yeah. So she was a go-getter.
Yeah, so I definitely get the sense she did not let people walk all over her or her family. Her family
mm-hmm.
was very important to her. And she's coming through with a lot of love for you. And she's talking about wishing you a lot of success in your job or some venture that you've started recently or are starting recently.
Well, sorry, yeah. Wednesday.
What's that?
I said I will start Wednesday, a new job.
She's definitely wishing you a lot of love, a lot of success, and she wants to give you some of that feistiness, some of that confidence, because she says there are some times where you may need to stand up for yourself more.
Okay.
So I will leave you with that, and God bless.
Yeah, she did
Thank
pass
you.
Unexpectedly in March. So
thanks. Thank you.
Have a good message.
Have a good day.
Okay, Jessica, your next call is 336. Next call is 336.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you today?
Yes, I was wondering if you could connect with a loved one. Whoever comes up. Been feeling a lot of presence about my adopted mother that is over on the other side. And I don't know if you pick her up or anybody that can maybe have a message for me.
Okay, what's your name?
Dale.
Okay. Okay. I have someone here who is an older, not too much older, but 60 or 70, who is She's like a mother, but there is more of a distance I'm not sure if it's someone who treated you like a mother, who wasn't, who treated you like her own daughter. Would you understand someone like that?
I'm trying to think. Sort of, yes. Maybe an aunt or a lady that I used to know. Hello?
Yes, I feel like she was kind of a smoker, and
she was a smoker?
Yes, and I feel like there was an injury or something that caused her to favor one side of her body over the other. Would you understand someone like that?
You said she was a smoker, and she was you saying about her one side?
Like she had trouble with one side of her body, so she would have favored.
Somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm sounding like it could be my adopted. She had I don't know. I'm not for sure. I can't think of nobody really.
Okay.
Close. Yeah, I have to. Does she have a message?
She's saying take care of your family. I'm not sure if there's something going on in the family or if she's just reminding you, but always she's aware that people don't always value that, and she's not saying that you don't. It's just that you have a lot of things on your plate, and she doesn't want you to, she wants you to take care of your family as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, you said take care of my family and something else you said.
And you have a lot on your plate.
Take
care of yourself as well.
Yes. Yes, I can relate to that.
Does that help at all?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay,
you're Jessica, 856.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. I was wondering if there's any messages from a friend named Anna on the other side. Or Matthew.
And what's your name?
I'm Rose Maria.
Okay. I do have a younger man here. He feels like he's in his 20s or 30s.
20s.
Or I feel that his passing was very, it was accidental and very unexpected.
Right.
I feel like he was a very deep kind of thinker, very reflective, and
right.
It almost made him seem to isolate himself that time.
Not as much him as his older brother. His older brother hides. not hides, but you know what you said.
Yeah, it sounds like he couldn't be bothered.
Bothered?
Yeah, it sounds like he just wants to be by himself and kind of, not that he wasn't a people person, but I feel like he spent a lot of time in his head, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yes.
I do feel there were a lot of people in his family who felt a lot of guilt and almost blame themselves for his passing.
Yes, that's true.
He's bringing through a message. He's holding people up. He's saying it's okay now to let go of some of that guilt because he's still around you and he's, like I said, he's holding you up literally supporting you.
Cool.
And he's saying, take it easy on yourself because he's saying you're very hard on yourself sometimes.
Yes, sometimes.
He is saying, take a breath, it's all going to be okay. There is no reason to be so hard on yourself. We can only do the best that we can do, and that's all that's ever expected of us.
Right.
And he leaves you with a lot of love. You take care of yourself.
I will. I always did.
And God bless you.
Thanks.
Okay, Jessica, you have two more callers in your queue. The next call is 860. 860.
Hello. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Not so good. Good. Jessica, I need some guidance, and I'm really facing some tough time right now. I need guidance from loved ones, from any loved ones they can give me about my job and my health. these two things are really facing big problem right now. If they can give me some guidance.
Okay. I do have a man coming through. He feels like a father figure.
Okay.
Would you be able to understand a fatherhood past or someone who is father-alike?
Yes, my father passed. Yeah, I know.
He has a very gentle, whatever will be kind of attitude. He is definitely encouraging you. There have been some lifestyle changes that either you've wanted to make or you've been encouraged to make.
Yeah.
He's saying that now's the time to do it. And he's there supporting you because he knows how difficult it is and how not only physically draining these issues have been for you, but emotionally draining as well.
Okay.
And he's showing me a suitcase. Are there plans to travel or maybe thinking of moving?
I don't know. I mean, right now I am out of job, so I'm looking for a job and I'm not able to find anything, and it's very stressing for me. And another factor, I am facing health issues. I'm like having trouble with my health. So does he have anything to say about these things?
Yes, there are definitely some, like you said, the lifestyle adjustments that need to be made, more rest, more fresh foods, like fruits, vegetables. And he's also saying get out of your head, because it's like you've been playing the same old piece of stress and worry, and it's really bringing you down both physically and emotionally.
Uh-huh.
And with the job thing, he's showing me that suitcase because he's saying that maybe it's time to start looking in another area.
Uh-huh. What area?
He wants to see you get out and walk a little bit. So an area where there are walking paths or somewhere you could be out in nature and the fresh air, not in a big city.
Okay.
Does that help out?
Yeah, it helps out a little bit, yeah. But does he say anything about my job situation?
Yes, He's saying be patient, be persistent, like you said, maybe not necessarily looking for a new job in a new area completely, but it's almost like he's saying you need to approach the job search a little differently, not necessarily from the perspective of stressed out and I'll never find something, but from the perspective of there is something out there for me. And I'm not quite, he's not quite telling me exactly what that is. I think sometimes that we're meant to figure those things out, but he is saying that he is guiding you in this process, and he is sending you, you have been getting subtle messages about which direction to go into.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, I think it makes sense. If he's helping me, guarding me, so that's good. Yeah.
Yes. It's always good to have help.
Very nice. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you for calling. You take care of yourself.
Thank you, dear. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jessica, you have one caller in the queue. You have 90 seconds left of live air time, but then your show will go into the archive. So any remaining callers will not be live, but will be answered in the archive. Your
okay.
next call is from area code 561.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How
Hello.
Are you today?
I'm fine.
What can I do for you?
Whatever you see.
Well, I do both psychic and mediumship, so which direction would you like to go in?
It doesn't matter. Whatever it is.
Okay. Is there a certain area which you need guidance in? Because,
not really. I mean, it's just different stuff, so.
Okay. Because what I'm getting for you is pick one, because it's almost like you've been going through something lately where it's hard to make decisions.
Yeah.
Because it's like everything is all over the place. Everything's happening at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like you feel like you have to figure everything out right now. Like, do you feel like that sometimes? Hello?
I'm here. Yes, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you feel like sometimes it's like you need to figure out everything right now?
Right.
And Spirit is coming here to tell you that you don't need to know your whole life right now. They say it's coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've done a lot of work on yourself, but it's almost like you don't give yourself nearly enough credit. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
And they want you to just slow down for a minute and breathe and take stock of all your accomplishments so far. And then from that place where you're just being instead of doing and making yourself a little nuts over it, then you can kind of slow down and start to get clear on what it is you want from your job, from your relationships, from your own life. And don't take that process too seriously. Like, oh my gosh, I need to get this done now. Because you don't need to figure it all out right now. You have your loved ones, your guides, here to help you with that process. And it's also a message to go to spirit if you're feeling like you're from that place of indecision and confusion. Because if you put the energy of indecision and confusion out there, we tend to get it back. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay.
And they want you to go out and have a little more fun, too. Because they keep repeating, she's taking this life thing way too seriously. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that is true. That is totally true, yes. Yes, it is true.
So does that help you at all?
That helps me. Do you see like a move coming up for me?
I do see that, but there are other things that you need to get together first. Like as far as finances and getting really clear on where it is you want to move and but they want you above thing else right now to take care of you.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I'll leave you with that, and you take care of yourself, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Okay, Jessica, that was the last caller.
All right. Can he somehow managed to get all the way to the end? These shows go really fast. I'm always amazed at how fast these things go. But I'm Jessica Sisko, psychic medium. I can be found at spiritualreadingsnj.com, and I'm also on Facebook and Twitter as well. So I will be back on Tuesday and take really good care of yourself. I noticed there were a lot of messages around self-care, and that's really important. So take really good care of yourself. Have a great day, and I love you. Bye.